Okay, Derek, you ready?
Yeah, I was born ready, Nick. Let's go, man.
Derek Diggler demo.
Keep the vocals up.
You got the touch. Take 7. Excuse me, Reed.
You got the touch. You got the power. Yeah. After all is said and done, you never walk, you never run. You're a winner. You got to move, you know the streets. Break the rules, take the heat. You're nobody's fool. You're at your best when the going gets rough. You've been put to the test, but it's never enough. You got the touch.
That bass is taken away from my vocal, Veronica. I can tell you that much.
Oh my god, I've got to see Boogie Nights.
I'm shocked. I had to explain where that scene was from. You have not seen Boogie Nights.
I've never seen it. I've heard about it, but I've never seen it.
That was some pretty huge crap for us when we were...
How old?
17, 18, in that range. It was one of those things back when... If
like
you had real pricks of parents, like maybe you still couldn't see an R movie. It was
like
right around...
That probably was it.
Really?
Dude, we did not have cable until I think I was 15 or 16. My mom would not allow it in the house.
I was slow to the cable party, and I got it at age 7.
Oh, my God.
How did you
Well, my
live?
Mom moved out, and then my dad, as soon as she did, he hooked it up. But,
I was...
No,
okay.
I remember asking for permission to watch the Madonna Like a Prayer video.
Yeah.
Like, I had to put it in the VCR, VHS tape from my friend's house. And I remember my mom mean mugging the whole time with her arms crossed. Like, she is burning.
Your mom was black.
Shut up. You know what I mean?
Shaking her head on the...
No. Well, she was. She's just like, Veronica Lynch, she is burning crosses.
Wow.
I was like, but mom, it's so cool.
Wow. So what you're telling me is you broke your home so you could watch cable?
Well, I guess.
There you go. Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today is former co-hostess, still co-hostess now and again.
Guest co-host. Hello.
Veronica Johnson. I'll give the last name because it's generic. And and people need to have a fighting chance of being able to stalk you on Facebook.
No,
they
absolutely
need, like, a sliver.
Not.
Are you on Twitter?
Oh, my God.
Can they find
Speaking
you on Twitter,
of Facebook,
too?
Randomly, sorry, this totally just popped in my head. I got an email from a guy that I went to high school with?
All right. In a second.
Let's
bang out this intro real
fast. Fine.
You can find the show live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. Show archives, as well as my writing at inpoppisbasement.com. Veronica, are you on Twitter at all?
No.
Oh, you're too good for it, eh?
I am.
For the microblogging.
I don't tweet. Sorry.
All right. So there's no way to get a hold of Veronica unless you look up Veronica Johnson in My Friends on Facebook, in which case you'll find Veronica.
Thanks for that, John.
Then you can stalk her. I believe Facebook allows you to send pictures to someone via direct message. Just saying, if Veronica's voice for photos do anything to you and you want to show her what they did.
Please don't.
I think her privacy settings are such that you could.
Nope. Sorry.
Really?
And they may have to be reevaluated after this is done.
Oh, you're no fun. Veronica?
Yes.
Continue with what you were saying about Facebook really quickly before I get to my spiel.
This random kid that I went to high school with, we weren't friends. I don't talk to him. I hit accept because we've got like 5,700 mutual friends.
Yeah, you have to. There crosses a certain point in mutual friends.
That you just have to.
Kinda. It's about 7 or 8 for me.
Yeah.
That's where I feel you walk in some sort of circle I walk in.
Maybe. No, I'm going to let
Phone
you read
down.
This. No,
oh,
I'm going to let
oh.
you read the message.
Okay. I thought you were just texting and pulling a Kate/Will.
No.
And
while I talk about this, you can read it. Just read about... number one, the fact that we went to the same school and got
so
the same education.
So this is just a guy you went to high school with.
Yeah, talking about how he...
In Podunk, Michigan, correct?
Yeah, talking about how he pulled his pants down in front of me and my mother.
When was this?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, just read. Okay. That is longer than the Holy Bible.
I know. I know. Sorry, this is totally random. Not on the agenda for today, but it's hilarious.
Is English his first language?
Apparently.
Can I give his name?
No, please don't. Because he might click on this and listen. Oops, I forgot about that part.
Okay. Well.
But weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember you showing your junk to me and my mom.
Guess it wasn't big. I'll read it really quickly because this is our Vietnam already, like 5 minutes into the show. We got to get through the other side of this and then we can move forward as a nation.
All right, just don't say his name. I hope he doesn't listen to this. I'm just going to block him from my wall.
Yeah,
okay.
Just unfriend him real quickly.
I should.
Hey,
clearly.
Girl, what up? I first of want to ask for you and your mom's, no apostrophe on mom, apologize.
I couldn't figure it out either.
I am sorry for honestly, I don't lie. Come on, was this like a special ed kid and he just like pulled down his pants and was... Because they do that.
No, he seemed perfectly normal. I mean, he was always a little weird, but...
He was in the LD class, I'm thinking.
I don't know. Maybe.
This is not... Things are not that eroded. I get it. We're a nation of idiots, and we rely on our spell correct.
Well, if he's an LD kid, I feel bad for talking about it. It's just too funny.
Well,
but I just don't remember him being...
He won't be able to comprehend. He can maybe not even understand his own name. We might be in the
clear. Don't say his name, please.
I'm not going to say his name.
Okay.
13 years ago, I had a cup on, and I pulled my short down to penis base. That was it? That sounds like a station on the moon.
Dude, I don't even know.
Return to penis base. So I guess he's pulling down his pants and displaying the cup, and just a bit, like a bit of the trunk, the tree trunk was out.
I honestly do not remember this.
Now, cup gags were great for those who weren't males as children, like you. Your phone froze up. How do I make the magic happen on the screen again?
Do you not have a Droid yet?
No, I have an iPhone. I believe in Christ and American freedom. I don't support this crap. So, long story short, cup gags were you would run around. Usually you got your first cup for baseball or football.
Yeah.
And it was common to pull down your pants and show the cup to your friends.
Seriously?
Well, my neighbor would do it a lot. And it was funny because he was like this little skinny kid, so his bony little ass would stick out and he'd laugh. And then the main thing was you'd kick each other in the balls all day long. Because it didn't hurt. And you're a little kid.
My mouth is like open right now.
So you barely have anything. So it's this little, little cup. Like the size of a baby's fist. You know, there's barely anything to cover. But it was hilarious that you could punch each other in the nuts and it wouldn't hurt.
You and Will still do this, don't you?
No. And I don't think Will ever owned a cup. I think it might have just been me for football. But, yeah, my friend and I would just sit around and smack each other in the nuts all day with the cup on and go, that didn't hurt. That didn't hurt.
Hilarious.
Amazed that the coverage lasted the whole day.
Oh, my God.
Let's continue with this message from a kid you randomly went to high school with who friended you on Facebook. Yeah. And this is the first contact he gave you, right?
No. He's emailed me a couple times and he gets mad because I'm not a big chatter on Facebook. I'm usually not online, available to chat, whatever. So I didn't respond to something. He sent me hate mail. And I'm like, dude, whatever. Just ignored it. And then I get this little gem.
Oh, so I'm getting it now. He infers you're not into the idea of talking to him because of this incident. Like, it's been weighing on your psyche for two
13
decades.
13 years.
Yeah. All right, let's go on. Had a cup on. I pulled my short down to penis base, that was it. No punctuation, Jared. Just penis base, that was it. I hope you can laugh about it now, but honestly, period. I hope... This
Dude,
doesn't...
I
hope
know.
You can laugh about it now, but honestly, end of statement.
I don't know.
All right, let's go on. End of blatter reagen... Blatter reagion. That what it. W-A-T. That what is. No one say ain't thing but some black.
What?
Was there like, so there's like this black kid watching the incident and he's the only one who was courageous enough to mouth off? Have you like suppressed this?
No, maybe. It was so traumatizing for me.
You saw this message and just tears started dripping on the keyboard. And you're like, what is this?
No, well, first, it took me about 20 minutes to get through it because I couldn't understand half of what he was trying to say. But no, I honest to God do not remember this. But I don't remember a lot of things from high school, I guess, because
the crux of the message is, I'm sorry for pulling out my junk
and showing
your
mom
in the worst English ever. And then here's where the business kicks in. If you ever visit Cali or Arizona, can stay on the couch. I will tell you what you are beautiful. I don't use that word a lot.
I think you meant word.
This is a... I'm giving you the phone back because I'm supposed to be the evil one here, but you just gave me a message from a retarded kid.
But I swear to God, he was not retarded in high school.
Maybe he, like, went to war and he has a plate in his head now.
No, definitely not the case, trust me.
Yeah, because you would have boned him if you were a soldier.
Shut up. I would not have.
Okay.
Let's just skip that. Please.
You have your preferences.
I hate you.
You love your soldier boys.
No, I don't anymore. I haven't dated one of them in forever.
Okay. Moving on. Moving on like you have in your sexual preferences, apparently.
I hate you, John.
No, you don't. There's a simmering, barely under the surface lust.
No.
That's what you're feeling. If you want to mistake that as hate, label it as hate. If you have to get through the day doing that, that's fine. You wouldn't be the first woman. You won't be the last.
Mm-hmm.
But you showed me a message. That's clearly a retarded kid.
No, he's not retarded.
Did you read that?
I swear to God.
Did you read that and think that's not a retarded person?
I don't know. I didn't know what to think.
In your head, is that how...
It was just hilarious.
Is that how people are supposed to sound?
No, not at all.
Okay.
That's why it was funny.
But...
Don't even start hitting on me.
Hitting or hating?
Hating. I hate you.
I'm not going to hate on you.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm just saying the guy is clearly simple. You have every right to still not want to procreate with the town dullard. I mean...
Well, now you're making me feel bad.
Hopefully not bad enough that you go to California and land on his couch.
God,
where
no.
He'll tell you you're beautiful, Watt. Don't feel that bad.
I don't feel that bad.
Your ovums are your own, Missy.
Oh, my God.
You do not have to just toss them around like chips on a blackjack table.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You started the show with some making fun of a simpleton. That's
whatever.
We're just going to move past it now.
Whatever.
I'm glad not premeditated. You just surprised me with that.
Well, you said something and it made me think of it.
I'm a little hurt that wasn't shared with me beforehand. Like that.
He sent it like a week ago, not even.
And I should have learned about this a week ago. You should have been like, hey, John, check this. And just forwarded it right to me.
No,
I like these things, Veronica. How long have you known me? Was there
a
question
like
I wouldn't like this?
5 years. Since MySpace.
Since like the beginning of MySpace.
Since it's like the beginning of time.
Yeah, exactly. We've gone through several social networks together at this point.
We have.
Well, let's get to what I wanted to show.
Okay.
What I wanted to start the show with, rather. I'm talking like him now. You've jinxed me.
I threw you off.
I want to show. You are beautiful.
Shush.
I want to talk about the disappointment I got out of the vending machine today.
What are those?
We'll get to it. I'm going to paint a picture with my words.
I think I know what they are.
For the past 8 weeks now, I'm not exaggerating on that one. The vending machine in the station has been broken.
Mm-hmm.
And right before it broke, they added an item I'd never had before. It's usually filled with like $3 Stella Dora cookies and $2 bags of Skittles. The most overpriced junk. Andy Cap fries.
Hmm?
Who eats the Andy Cap fries? You know, the spicy fries.
Oh my God.
They're the most disgusting thing on earth, are they not?
I have to agree with you on that.
I ate them for 2 weeks in college when if you sent in enough wrappers, you could get an Andy Cap doll for it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you get the doll?
No. They hoard me out of the doll. Because the batch at the back of the vending machine, I guess, was dated after the doll giveaway. And so their little UPCs lacked the doll code.
That's
so I couldn't
crap.
Get my Andy Cap doll. I had 3 out of 5 UPCs. And then I was still hooked on them for another week, just taking orange dumps left and right. It was gross.
Overshare.
So awful. Such an awful experience. But they added to the vending machine something that has some pretty cool packaging. And I'm a big, fat, hungry slob.
Yes,
so
you are.
I'd been eyeing this for like 8 weeks. It's this shiny pouch. Listen to it crinkle.
Sounds like a nose that's chewing ice.
Yeah, it conveys its shininess. And it's called Nestle Skinny Cow. And it's got a big new at the top. So I know it's good because it's new. Nestle Skinny Cow Dreamy Clusters.
Mm-hmm. I've seen those at the store.
Crunchy crisps and creamy caramel drenched in milk chocolate. Mm. Well, I like crunchy. I like caramel. I like chocolate. And it's bragging it's only 120 calories. It's practically fruit.
Can I interject something here?
This is practically running a mile in a bag.
You know, pretzel M&Ms only have 150 calories.
Really?
Yes. Just so you know.
I don't think our crappy vending machine contains those.
Ah.
This is the first food invented after the Cold War that our vending machine contains. So I was really psyched. And every week I would come in and I would mash a dollar bill like in the slot for 4 minutes straight. Just like, I know you're alive, you bitch. Just do it. Just take it. And it wouldn't work. Finally, last week, they got it online, and I was not wearing pants that contained money. And so I wrote a note to myself, and I vowed. I said, John, bring dollar bill to radio show for Skinny Cow. And sure enough, I had my pants containing a dollar bill today, and I strutted in. And I came in late. For me, I'm usually in here at 2:15. I was in here at about 2:45, 2:50. And I still didn't make a move to set up for the show. I went right for those goddamn Skinny Cows first.
Was this today?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just got them today.
Oh, my.
And I opened it up. First, actually, I take that back. I knew there was a problem the instant I reached up after they made the thud.
When was there no thud?
There wasn't much thud. And I was like, that is kind of light. That sounded like
air.
A paper airplane hitting the ground. I mean, there was very little. And I pick it up. And this weighs about as much as like a chipmunk fetus. There ain't much mass here. And I crack it open. And I S you not. I'm going to pull out one of the skinny clusters now for you to eye up.
Oh, that looks vile.
First of all, how big, Veronica?
Like the size of your thumb. Like the size of your thumbnail.
Yeah.
Small.
Andre the Giant's thumbnail.
Yeah.
But that conveys a little too much mass, because you hear Andre the Giant, you think big. Yeah. It's smaller than a quarter.
It's like a crisp.
It's a crisp.
It's a crisp.
Guess how many were in the bag?
I'm going to say 5.
Woohoo! We have a winner. And by the way, that's the only thing that kept me from killing myself after I got this. There was randomly a town crier bell waiting for me in the studio when I got here. And I was so pissed, I was about to smash the bell.
That's awesome.
And I was like, no, this can do so much. Veronica, your ass is looking great today.
Thank you.
See?
It's my new favorite dress.
I can get away with anything if I accompany it with a bell
it's
ring.
It's just a bell.
I was so pissed, though.
Well, how do they taste?
Like ass!
What did you expect?
Like dry ass.
John, it's food for girls who are on a diet. What did you expect?
I expected if I ate enough, it'd get good.
No. No, you're wrong.
Try one?
No.
Why not?
Because
I want your honest reaction.
It's probably full of artificial sweeteners
probably.
And just garbage that I don't eat.
But it's very low in calories.
Doesn't mean you should eat it. So is Diet Coke. Doesn't mean you should drink it.
It's great. Diet Coke preserves the kidneys. It keeps them nice and plump. Everyone knows that.
Oh, my God.
So you won't touch
these. I'm going to bring you Skinny Cow treats when you're on your deathbed from cancer.
You really won't eat one of these for the good of the show. I want an honest reaction. Just one.
I'd rather not.
One, and I'll, like, pay you a dollar.
A whole dollar?
A whole dollar.
Didn't you smush your dollar into the vending machine already?
I have a dollar and quarters, hot from being pressed against my thigh, still in my pants.
Mmm.
You can hold them, and when you feel alone, you can just press it to your cheek. And you go, there's a bit of John in this quarter.
Yuck. All right, I'll try one.
Thank you. All right, I'm passing the bag of skinny crap over
now
to Veronica.
I have it.
There you go. Crinkle, crinkle.
So you only ate one. Oh, you ate two of them.
I ate two.
You gave it a shot.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to crunch into the
All
microphone.
All right. No, you can crunch into the microphone. Then I dropped the other three on the floor and I put them in the bag. No, I dropped two of the three. It's kind of a Russian roulette scenario. I think you're fine. And I blew on them.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Well, you can say ass.
Okay, I wasn't sure. No. I always say the bad word.
How was it? When you do
it's
the
math.
It's
not bad. It tastes like diet chocolate stuff for fatties. I mean.
Yeah. Each one was 15 cents. You just ate 15 cents worth of food stuff right
That's
there.
That's not a good
bite.
Aftertaste.
No, it's
tell
not.
You. That's a little funky.
It's a little gross.
There are so many other ways I'd rather eat 120 calories. I got to be honest with you.
I found it incredibly disappointing, and I love carbohydrates and I love sugar. But
these taste old.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
well, we've determined
old.
They're at least like 3 months old, right?
If you are really determined to eat the Skinny Cow brand, I'd recommend the ice cream.
Oh, the little sandwiches? I crush those all the time.
Nope, I like the cones.
I eat those too.
Mmm.
Four to a pack.
Yeah, you eat all
chocolate,
four.
Mint and vanilla. I'll crush two in
caramel
one sitting.
Caramel too.
I'll crush two at one sitting, and then, before you moved on to actual good food.
Yeah, I don't need
to I need
anymore.
To do whatever you're doing, because you are, like, in incredible shape now.
Thank you.
You're in this really skinny red dress, and it's really great because you've shaped up, but somehow your boobs have gotten, like, bigger.
It's totally the bra.
That's
Wait,
fine.
Do they look bigger?
They kind of do. It's impressive. Why? Are you expecting?
I hope to hell not.
Have you been safe?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Veronica, I want to get into this a little bit. Just a little bit. Gonna let you, you know, off the hook if you don't want to talk about any of this crap.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you protect your personal life like a lioness.
I do.
You're very fierce about it, which kind of gets frustrating because I think you have a bit of a wild personal life.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That you don't let on about. That would make for some radio gold if we just tried to mine it.
If I was getting paid.
If you just okayed a couple of African miners to bring them blood diamonds up to the surface, we'd have a hell of a transcontinental business going here. But
when we're famous.
Okay. Veronica.
Yes.
Were you recently dumped, Veronica?
No, I wouldn't use the word dumped.
Not the word
You'd
dumped.
Have to be together to be dumped.
Well, let me try to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
Veronica, stop creaking, first of all.
You know I don't like this topic.
You're just sit in your chair. You don't need the nervous rocking. That was pretty amazing how quickly your body language betrayed what you're feeling here. You were with a guy for a couple months.
A few months, yes.
In the way, and to me, just the way I have relationships,
mm-hmm.
I would have referred to that as like an engagement. I was with someone for a couple months, and they weren't like openly seeing other people at the time.
Uh-huh.
We were soulmates for that time period. That's awesome. How that works with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're with a feller for a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
How official was it? If you weren't dumped, if it wasn't official enough for you to be dumped, were you both sexually?
Exclusively dating.
Exclusively dating.
Mm-hmm.
Going steady, as the kids say.
That's what it felt like, just like high school.
Okay, you're going steady with each other.
Mm-hmm.
For how many months exactly?
Three.
Three magical months. There seemed to be a little bit of hope that I hadn't seen in you in a long time regarding this guy.
I did like this one.
We talked a little bit off air. You said, John, I don't want to get into it. Don't want to jinx this. Got a good vibe here. And like a week later, I get a text from you again. I'm like, huh, a text that I didn't coax
men.
Out of Veronica. Yeah, I wonder what could have happened in her life that would have her reaching out to a male for some sort of contact that wasn't...
Did I really text you first?
Stinging like a jellyfish. I was up there.
That never happens.
I know. I felt pretty special. I'm not going to lie.
I must have been really bored.
Yeah, yeah. You must have been like, what's a really, really safe guy? Almost a loser who's never going to wound me in any sense because his options, let's be frank, are just nothingness. It's me or the abyss. John.
No.
So I got a text saying that things had ended with the guy. Now, I want to know, tell me a little bit about the guy. Just give me a sketch because I know almost as little as anyone listening to this show right now. All two of our listeners.
So nothing?
I know very little about this guy. I want to hear what he did, what he looked like. And back in the mean, shallow, as a guy, if I wanted to be mean and shallow, maybe years ago when you weren't as fit, I would have been like, oh, this dude is maybe out of Veronica's league. But you know what?
Ouch, John.
Hey, I can say that because, first of all, nice catch on the ass word.
I know.
You're looking great now. You are some top-tier scooch right now. You can bag whatever you want looking that way. Because men are that shallow. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking great.
Thank
you.
So
you can get whatever. We'll move on past that. There was a time where that wasn't the case. A little bit.
Ouch.
Little bit.
I'm going to start crying.
Why? You've come far. This is like me saying to a black person, I'm glad you can vote now. I'm glad there's no restriction on
Seriously?
Who you can marry.
Seriously? That's what you're comparing to?
I mean that sincerely as well. I'm just saying. You came from something bad, and now you're somewhere great.
Oh, my God. And now, for the record, he looked like every other guy that I'd ever dated.
So
super tall.
6 foot four.
6 foot two.
6 foot two.
Yes.
And light eyes.
Actually, no. Dark brown eyes.
Oh. For you, that's practically banging
I know.
An Eskimo.
That's like almost a deal breaker.
That's almost like interracial dating to Veronica.
I know. He didn't have blue eyes. He's like the first
guy. With brown eyes, you slipped up and called him the N once or twice, didn't you?
No, but you know me and you know that that does not.
You're not big on that. So
I'm not.
There's this chiseled.
But he had the prettiest eyes I've ever seen.
Okay.
Really
they're dark and his hair color's kind of.
No hair.
But
I like the bald guys. I always have, yeah.
Now, I know you're not into military guys, but what you're describing kind of sounds like.
I know. He does look like
a military guy.
He does look like he could be, but this one was not.
He was a military contractor?
Yes.
Am I right?
Well, so am I.
Oh, my
God.
Shut up. Oh, you've moved on so far. That's like me being like, I'm no longer into biker skanks. I moved on to pool hall skanks. Then it'll be dive bar skanks.
Whatever.
Wow. Okay. It's no change of pace. I'm not going to sugarcoat that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your same type of guy. And usually this, it tends to go bad for some reason. I don't know why. It went bad with this guy. Try to put your finger on it for me.
It wasn't anything to do with me. It was his priorities.
What were his priorities? Because I want to hear, I'm dealing with Rich Killiam, who's on the show every so often.
Uh-huh.
Anytime I want it to just be slow, I bring on Rich Killiam. He delivers there.
I'm
kidding.
Does.
I love him. He brings to the table the same thing I do. There's just too much
juvenile,
magic in the studio.
Juvenile
at once.
Video game humor.
A little bit. Too much right. Awesomeness for one studio to contain.
Uh-huh.
But he's going through a breakup too. And
Aww.
He kind of got things ended with him.
That stinks.
So I'm getting it from the guy's perspective and to all the girls out there listening.
Mm-hmm.
There are none. To all the girls out there listening that I pretend exist in my head. Guys can be very busted up about a breakup as well. It's not just you going home
sure.
and pining. But I'm getting the guy side of this a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
The pining, pensive, sad Rich Killiam. Veronica, what are you feeling right now? In the wake of this, after 3 months, I don't care if that's a little short. Like I said, to me, 3 months is an eternity. I could mourn a 3-month relationship for 2 years standing on my head.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I get, like, our priorities, what he and I wanted relationship-wise, are definitely very different right now. He's a little younger, shocker. I know,
God.
I know.
You're like a serial killer in relationships, though.
What do you mean?
You just have this M.O., like, you're like Bundy. You just kill brunettes, you know what I mean? Like, it's just the same thing over and over.
I know, it's always the same guy. I know, I need to stop.
You just got to go out.
Dude,
what about
like
a
what
Chinese
you like.
Guy?
No, wouldn't do
what
it.
What about a 5'4"?
Sorry, couldn't
fresh
do it.
Off the boat.
Tried it, couldn't do it. Well, not fresh off the boat, but
makes
I tried
you,
dating a short guy, it didn't
makes
work.
Makes you bubble tea when you get home.
Dude, no. I can't help. You like what you like.
Some rice with a fish head on top of it.
I can't, dude. Stop.
No neighbor's pets bothering you. I'm just saying. It's got perks you haven't considered.
No, I couldn't do it.
Okay.
You like what you like.
I guess. Maybe you need to broaden what you like. Maybe you just need to open it more like, I like men. Yeah, we...
Who's the caller? Come on.
Now we have
to
acknowledge it. God. Damn it. It's like saying Candyman 3 times. Hello, caller.
Bueno, está Juanito Papa Gordo.
I
immediately just tuned out.
Hello, I know, yeah.
What's up?
I just wanted to say hello, and I can see you guys, but I can't hear you guys.
That's great. Not like a radio show centers around audio in any way whatsoever. So the web stream is down, audio-wise?
Yeah. At least for me it is. I don't know if it's because I'm at school.
And who's on the phone? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
This is Brenda, one of 7 to 9 Twitter fans that I possess.
P.S. Yeah. Thanks for letting me know that we were on the webcam. Maybe wanted to put my feet on the desk in a dress. You jerk.
Maybe I didn't want to mention that you're on web camera because maybe
I hate you.
Maybe a feed of this is recording on my desktop at home, and maybe I've got my plans for the evening.
Oh, that is so sick.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say hello since I didn't get to make it to the show a couple months ago.
Oh, that is true. We almost had a fan in studio. She was like, I'm going to be in D.C. And then Will, the co-host, you're also conversing with him. And he was like, why don't you come in studio? I was like, sure, why not?
That'd be cool.
It would have been cool, but someone big timed us. Brenda.
Well,
it's okay. Thank you for calling in, Brenda.
All right. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was the least painful call in the history of Papa's Basement. I take
that
back. Sometimes,
no heavy breathing.
Sometimes it's on that level. That's as good as it gets, though.
Yeah.
What if this is as good as it gets?
Then I'm in for a sad, sad existence.
Yeah. Speaking of, what are your shoes? Let me take a gander at those.
No.
Okay. God damn it. God damn it, Brenda. You know what? You know what, Brenda? I take
Brenda's
it all
not
back
so
about
stupid.
Your call.
Thanks, you big jerk.
Take it all back about that phone call. Yours does rank in the garbage heap. In the pantheon of crap that screwed my day.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Brenda.
Bitch unity. I hate it. All right. So, the priorities. He was how old? And you are...
29.
You are 22, but what
yes.
are you really?
I'm not saying that on the air.
You're my age. You're
how old are you?
30.
Yes.
Okay. You're 30, and he was how old?
He just turned 29.
That's fine. That's no real age.
Yeah, I'll be 31 in October, so.
Oh, alert the media on that guy.
I know. I'm going to cry.
Oh, my God. Tracking down young chippies.
I know. I got to stop
you. The old dust bowl
men
cooch.
In their 20s.
You're fine. But I do agree with that. Get yourself like a really appreciative 37-year-old.
Yeah, I know.
Where you're practically like jailbait.
I know.
Maybe even 40.
But then they're almost 40, and that's terrifying.
Why? Because you can taste the
death. I don't want to be old.
Oh, we're all going that way.
Oh.
We're all getting
Not as
there.
Long as there's Botox.
I guess. Botox, implants, the whole nine. Calm down.
I'm not doing anything.
You're like a horny gerbil just
oh my
beating
God.
Its foot.
Shut up.
Do you ever remember that?
No.
Really? From your grade school days? You didn't have gerbils in class? And
an
when they're
hamster.
About to bang each other, they pat their...
No.
It was really, really, like, in retrospect, that sound sends shivers down my spine. Thank God I didn't know what they were up to. I just thought they were wrestling. Just thought they were playing a game of hopscotch, and, like, one couldn't get over the back of the other.
Mm-hmm.
Do a little leapfrog. I thought they were hurting each other. This isn't even a joke.
Wow.
Chick gerbil squealed a lot. The other guy looked really energetic behind her. I kept smacking him apart, saying, mm-hmm. stop fighting. Oh, mourning that dead innocence.
Mm-hmm.
But what were the priorities? I mean, you, I think, are in I could get with a guy mode.
Yeah.
As well you should be at 30 when you're
Absolutely.
All, you're all in shape and ready to hunt the top echelon.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get that ring, you can just pull the ripcord.
No,
like,
absolutely
F
not.
It, F it, ass parachute just deploys,
no,
boom!
Absolutely not. There will be no Triscuits dipped in butter for me, thank you.
Deep fried Triscuits.
Ew. Ew. Oh. That's gross.
Thank God I don't have to stand up right now. Thank God I got this console in front of my crotch.
Oh my God, wow.
What did he want then? What did he want?
He wanted to play with his buddies and be on a boat every Saturday and Sunday, and... That's pretty much what he wanted to do. And that was
it. A boat, you say?
Mm-hmm. I love boats.
Did you verify the existence of this boat?
Yes, I've been on it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? Are you sure every weekend he was on this boat?
That's what he said.
Because I'll be honest, the boat, that sounds like how a mobster cheats on his wife. Hey, honey.
Going on the boat with my buddies.
Exactly.
It's boys' night.
I'm going to be on the Stugots this weekend.
Yeah, well, he gave me no reason to question him, so I'm not going to suspect that he's lying.
Do you suspect now? Just a little. Just a hair. Just a seed of doubt that I can plant.
I don't think his intentions were 100% innocent when he was on that boat.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. And I think that priority became a higher priority than being with somebody that he liked. So, whatever. Peace out.
Every weekend on a boat?
Pretty much.
Stop squeaking. Calm down.
Now I'm getting pissed.
I can tell when you get stressed because I hear like... Sounds like parents trying to screw really quietly while the kids in the crib in the next room. You're not fooling me, Mom and Dad. Mm-hmm. I know what's up. Every weekend, Veronica.
Fishy. Yeah.
Pardon the whole
But you know what,
pun.
Though? That's like boating culture. That didn't bother me. It didn't bug me at all. Like, if he wanted. I knew that his.
That's not boating culture. That's pooning culture.
No, people here that have boats, they're on them whenever they have the opportunity. That's how my brother was with his boat in Michigan. It's just how it is. If you've got it, you're going to use it when you can because you can't for 6 months.
So
in the winter.
They are seafarers, and we cannot comprehend their way of
life. It's just that I didn't question him on. Like, I got it. I totally understood, and I was fine with that. I made no demands on him. It was all his call. So
is he going to come around as soon as the water starts getting cold?
He might try.
Really?
Doesn't mean I'm going to allow it.
Really?
Yep. We'll see.
He's out. Was it messy? I mean, what exactly
it
happened
wasn't
that
messy.
Marked the end of this?
Well, the delivery of the message is what is kind of like the do not pass go ever again.
What did he do?
He sent me a text message.
It
might as well have been a post-it.
You were broken up with via text message.
Uh-huh.
That... And I am king.
That's
of
cowardly.
The pussies.
Like, are you kidding me? You are a grown man.
I wear, yeah, I have a fleshlight crown upon my head. That's how big a pee I am. But
yeah.
Even I would at least be maybe a big enough asshole that it drove you away. Or, or if I were like discussing this while drinking with friends and I was kind of had the amped up liquid courage in me, maybe I'd call you.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is over.
Yeah.
Bye, bitch.
I'm a coward, and what's going to be the easiest way out of this for me?
Well, it's great
because shoot a text message.
You don't have to get a dirty look. You don't have to hear any hurt in a voice.
Yeah, what a wimp.
You know what you do is you send the text, and then you hit off. You just
leave for
like 6 hours.
You know
what?
It didn't even warrant me getting angry. I wrote back, okay.
Okay.
Yep. It did, like...
Did you take, like, one of my photos and just be like, you know what, just to get back at you, this dude's digging me out in, like, 6 hours?
No.
Because that would get to me.
Sorry, didn't think of that one.
Save that. We'll take a few tastefuls.
No,
just a couple, like,
ew,
maybe one.
John, no.
It'll be the Janet Jackson Rolling Stone cover, except...
Ugh.
It's my large black hands on your breast.
You get that you're like my brother, right?
That's what makes us hot, because I'm Greek,
no,
so we swing that way.
Sick.
But that always pissed me off, really, really pissed me off when I felt an ex was like downgrading in any way from me. So you could get at him that way. Maybe just find someone far less attractive than me. It's hard to believe that I... would pass as the ugly guy that you revenge banged. That's a little fanciful. But that always... Are you the same way? Does that get to you? Like, what if he moved on and his boat chum, if you will, like, she was just horrible looking?
No, I think, wow, karma really kicked in.
Really?
Good luck with that, my friend.
Because I get pissed. I love it.
Really?
Yeah, I like to think that I got the job... On some level because of my looks. Like, I want to, even if it's 90% me being the funny man and shticking it up, I want to think they noticed the guns.
What
Shut
guns?
Up. They liked...
You have guns here?
They liked my jawline. Like a young...
You have a beard. You can't see your jawline.
Young Mussolini.
No, it looks like you're a scruffy Zac Brown.
Okay, keep going. Maybe they liked my broad back. That looked like it could saddle their cares and worries and just carry them away.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what gets me the worst is when you're talking to a chick and she says, you're having a conversation, maybe you maneuver, like, what do you like in a guy physically? And she's interested in you. So she wants to let you know you're in the game, and she tosses out there, well, looks don't really matter to me. That's the most painful thing.
Ouch.
I know.
That hurts.
It sucks. It can be like a really hot chick that you're about to get. Because there are some very attractive women who will...
Yeah, you pull some girls at...
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
Once in a while, I will... And those
I'm way more shallow than them. No offense.
Exactly.
But they obviously... Looks are just important to me. They just do. I only like tall guys. I can't help it. Yeah. I wear 6-inch heels. I want somebody who's going to be taller than me in them. And I know that's stupid and shallow and superficial, but whatever.
What if something, not saying diabetes, could be a car accident? What if something took you off, like right at the knee? Would you change your tune just a little?
Seriously?
I
would hope I didn't survive it. Like, honestly.
Like, in the window between...
This was way too deep for
between
this
the wounding
show.
And the prosthesis. Would there be, like,
I don't
want to.
I don't
want to
talk about this. Seriously? This is sick, and I'm going to get hate mail. I just don't want to... This right. is why I don't talk about anything deep. Sorry.
I didn't realize you being maimed was deep.
Yeah,
you just like tall guys. I thought that was the opposite of deep. I thought that was incredibly shallow. But okay.
You know what I mean.
Well, let's have one last conversation that is slightly
not
deep
on this topic,
but it's like... not based around you.
And
it's
I'm pulling the Dave and Dave sticker off today. By the way, it's annoying me.
Yeah, haven't you slept with like 17 Daves in your life
yes,
or something
I have.
Like that?
17, exactly that number.
Oh my God, I am good. Just
what
like
is
you
with
guessed
parents
five...
in the '80s naming their boys Dave.
I don't know. Maybe I'm everyone
so
liked the Daves not
name.
Here sketch.
I don't
good
know.
Good old Cheech and Chong routine. I don't know. For those that don't know what we're referencing, and why would you? Because no one's been in the studio.
Dude, I don't know what you're referencing.
There was a band like 10 years ago that I think consisted of people that worked
here.
Oh,
that's where it's from.
Dave and Dave. Or maybe the band is just Dave, but it's like Dave backwards. And then maybe, what, a skull in the middle? Is it, Veronica? I've seen it
enough.
It's
Dave backwards, a skull, and then Dave.
And then Dave forwards. So I don't know if the band
Dave.
Is Dave Dave. Yeah, or if it's just Dave.
It's like the Veronicas. It's the Daves.
But there's stickers everywhere. There's stickers everywhere for Dave.
I love it.
Okay, let's get to the final segment.
Okay.
As this rocket blasts off, we've dropped the dead weight. Now it's just the astronauts and the money.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A couple days ago, maybe it was yesterday, I'm not going to click on the article because I want to wing it. Gives it that certain feel.
Okay. That we don't know what we're talking about.
Spontaneity. That's what I wanted to say. But okay, that too. A couple days ago, there was supposed to be a vote in San Francisco whether or not to ban circumcision within the city. Like, no
how
exceptions
you,
for illegal for religious practices.
How can you ban something that has... Seriously, people try to control other people way too much.
Well...
Like, really? You're going to hold a city vote on this? How about you leave it up to the parents? Let's be real here.
What if there were a religious practice where you cut off the firstborn's daughter, like her big toes? Would you let that slide?
Okay, isn't it a little bit different? Big toe versus foreskin?
I don't know. You tell me. It's a little bit of baby meat. 5 seconds with a scalpel.
No, dude, totally different. That's like
well,
oranges
you can
and
still
broccoli.
Walk.
It's not even
you,
apples and
you
oranges.
You can still walk. What
no,
if
you can't.
Fine, take off the pinky toe, the useless one.
It affects your balance, John.
You want a toe? I'll get you a toe.
Okay, get back to your point. Or the story.
Well, it was struck from the ballot right before the vote went down.
Good.
There was kind of an uproar about it, backlash. People saying, why weren't we allowed to have a say in this?
Because you don't get a say in what parents choose to do with their children.
Of course you do.
Why?
Are parents allowed to, like, violently beat their
kids? Okay, you know what I mean.
Can they starve
don't
their
take
kids?
It quite so literally. You know what I mean.
Well, the argument is that circumcision is in some way a form of, like, maiming the kid.
So is it the same as piercing your daughter's ears?
I would say that it is far more of a procedure than piercing ears. You cannot get circumcised in a mall.
Well,
your foreskin will magically grow back.
In that case, why isn't it the same as, well, you can't, if it's for religious purposes, why isn't it, well, you can't baptize your kid now. They have to be able to make that decision.
Because it's nothing permanent. Baptism's just it's just dipping a kid
in
water.
Dude, come on. Seriously?
If you're not religious, if you don't get into the pageantry of the occasion, what's going on? Kid's getting dipped in oil and water.
It's a little more serious than
He's like a salad.
But you get the comparison, correct?
I get that in the religious sense it's something of the same. But to an observer who's not into the religious aspects, one of these things is cutting off a chunk of a kid's schlong.
Yes.
And the other is just putting sprinkling crap on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's religious significance to both of these.
Yes.
But take that
out. So is spiritual less important than physical?
Well, when it comes to physical man law type things, yeah.
Man law.
Man
okay.
law. The laws of man.
Are you upset that you were circumcised, John?
Well,
do you wish that you had that choice?
A little bit. Because
really?
When I was younger, everyone would just laugh at the uncut kids. If you had to like shower in front of each other at scout camp, you would go, ah, look at that stupid anteater. And it was funny. But I've listened a little. I've read up a little on the points these guys try to make. And there's a couple fascinating things here that make me wonder, maybe I wish I did have a choice in the matter. I am cut.
Yes.
I'm cut. And just a few things. For example, circumcision apparently cheats you out of like about a half inch to a full inch when you're adult somehow.
How is that possible?
I don't know. I could be making up that fact, but I'm pretty sure I read it. And think about it, maybe without
I don't
that...
think it's like a substantial inch, though. It's like flappy skin.
No, I think maybe you didn't have enough skin to unfurl the whole thing. Like, if I'm making a water balloon, and then I tie off more of the end of the water balloon, when I put a lot of water in that balloon and it expands, it's not going to be as big
nah,
as
dude,
the uncut
skin
water
stretches.
Balloon.
Come on. Really? I don't think the skin has anything to do with it.
All right. Get to something else, then.
Okay.
Apparently, it's a lot more pleasurable.
Okay, that I have heard. That I don't know anything about.
Sex
but
feels
I have heard
great.
That.
Which I would dig because, and ladies like this, I have, like, zero sensitivity down there. I feel so little.
So girls like this.
They love it because I can go for, like, 6 trillion hours, but it's frustrating to me. Because I have to turn on the afterburners to actually get mine.
You poor thing.
It is a little frustrating. And I'm like, what if sex like actually felt really damn good? That would be cool. I'm sure the chicks involved wouldn't be really happy that after 45 seconds, I was like, woo!
Yeah, no,
oh,
that would
God
not be
damn!
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think that would fly. But that would be cool to experience. Maybe I could do that a couple times, and then the chick would be like, all right, this is over unless we're taking you down to the doctor and getting that clipped. And I'd be like, all right, fine. Maybe we'd go halvesies. Maybe there'd be just enough there. Get me up to a good 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But she'd be cool, too. Veronica, where do you weigh in on this? Because in the end, I'm happy it was done because I've heard that it can get a little scuzzy down there.
And
I've heard it just isn't all that attractive.
Yeah, I don't think it's all that attractive. If I were a parent, I would do it probably just for hygienic reasons, but I don't know. I can't. I obviously do not have the equipment and cannot weigh in on this one. I mean,
I don't really buy into the hygiene argument, though, just because it could maybe get a little smelly or something. No one's ever argued that, like, it'll cause.
Have you ever changed a diaper?
What am I, a pedophile? No. Why would
oh my
I
God,
ever
John.
Dealt with a diaper? Or diaper. I pronounce every syllable in it.
Diaper.
Why would I have ever done that, though?
So you have absolutely no idea what it takes to, like, clean a disgusting...
I imagine you open it up, and it looks like you flung a pudding pack against a wall. And so you just, you take a baby wipe, and you do their butt cheeks, and then you got to do their
little thing in the middle. Everywhere. You have to clean everything.
Oh, and you're saying if
all
they're
the little
cut,
holds, all, like everything.
You don't have. You,
it's easier
you have to roll
keep
them
clean.
Back.
Yeah, it's easier to keep
that
them clean.
That just sounds like laziness, though.
Well, I mean, call it what you will.
God, kids
it's
are
a
disgusting.
I know, right? I don't want to change diapers.
You will, though.
I don't
Someday
know.
You're going to find that guy.
I don't know.
That short
no.
Korean-American of your dreams.
Do you really, you know me, do you really see that ever happening?
What, you getting married?
No, to a short Korean-American. Come on.
I don't know.
No offense to the Koreans.
None taken.
Whatever, None taken. Greek man.
All right. Well, I think we can wind up. I think we've delivered.
Yeah.
Really, what do they want? They got what they paid for. That's how I feel about this whole thing.
Nice.
Veronica?
Yes.
Thank you for coming on. It's been a while.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Don't post this on my Facebook page.
I'm not going to post it on your Facebook.
Okay, good.
You can post it on your Facebook if you want.
Okay.
You didn't say anything damning. All I did was talk about how goddamn good you looked.
Well, thank you.
So certain people will be jealous because I'm staring at a rack right now.
Hey,
right down a
hey,
cleavage-tastic
hey.
Top. There. I went 50 minutes without saying it. There you go. But Veronica, if anyone does want to get a hold of you, actually, you're not like the other two. You don't want that to happen. You just want to be left alone.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on
you
what you
want
have
this
to say.
Show
I'm
out,
not argue
floating
with
out
anybody.
There like a bag of astronaut piss in space. You just get it out of there.
Well, this is like for me. I don't need to explain my what I say to right. friends or family who feel entitled to have opinions and voice them to me. So
if you do
whatever.
Want to get in touch with Veronica, she's Veronica Johnson on my Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'll open up my privacy settings long enough for you guys to click through and find her.
That
then
works.
I'll go.
That's fair.
Then I'll go re-private. I, of course, am John Papa Giorgio. You can get in touch with me at Papa's Basement on Twitter. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com. And until next Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the year of our Christ, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.